Lord Jesus, we just worship you and lift you up. And I pray that you'd bless this message and that your Holy Spirit would be all over it. And that people would hear you and not me. See you and not me, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful for what you did. You get all the glory and the honor, not us, but you. In your name we pray, amen. My name is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to these podcast audio booths by going to any iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's Booze, B-O-O-S. Friends, I'll admit to you, I'm a little bit grieved. You know, in the news, there's this talk of the Pope being moved towards the process of sainthood, and I just feel deeply grieved by it. I feel grieved because, friends, the glory should not go to a person. It should all go to Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus Christ is the one who came down and died for everyone. He is the perfect being. He is sinless. He is God. He gets all the glory. God says, I will not share my glory with another. Why would we be focusing on one man moving towards sainthood? And on top of that, friends, what is a saint? A saint is someone, anyone who believes Jesus Christ is a saint. In the scriptures, Paul refers to any believer as a saint. Do you know why? Because if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are blameless and you've been wiped free of your sins. And you're just as holy and spotless as a saint. And you're called a saint. There is anyone who believes Jesus Christ is a saint. If you in your sin were to call upon the Lord right now and ask him to come into your life and wash of your sins, you would be a saint. So sainthood is not, that's an instant thing. It's not some process. But we don't get the glory. It's the Lord Jesus that get the glory. He's the one that died on the cross for you. He's the one that gave everything for you. And there's millions of people flocking around something that won't give them life. A man can't give you life. Jesus Christ can give you life. You don't pray to anyone else except Jesus Christ in heaven. That's who has the power to save. That's who has the power to do anything. It says to him who works in you both to work both his will and good pleasure. It's God who's the author and finisher of our faith. Why would we want to be praying to anyone else? I mean, friends, it grieves me. And it grieves me not because I'm better than anyone or I have some hidden understanding. It grieves me because Jesus Christ isn't getting all the glory. He deserves all the glory. Friends, don't you understand? No one else in heaven is getting glory except God right now on the throne. Man is not the focal point. It's God. It's Jesus Christ. Even him saving you is about his glory. So I pray that anyone listening with your eyes would just be fastened towards Jesus Christ, fixed on him as the only way that you're going to have abundant life and that you're going to have eternal life. Because other than that, life is empty. Life is just filled with religion and rules and false purity and false piety and just people wanting to look good and get praises from men and behaviors and deeds and people looking like they're good. And it's not about that, friends. It's about Jesus Christ. None of us are good, not one. It says that in Psalms, when I believe it's Psalms 14. Don't even quote me on that. I can't even remember, but I know Romans 3:10 says it. No one is good, not one. No one is righteous. So why would we want to glory in anyone else's righteousness? Why don't we just glory in the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Why would we want to be focused on another man when we could be focused on the man, Jesus Christ, our God and Savior? So it grieves me. It really does. It really does. It really does. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 John chapter 5 says, whoever has the Son has life. Friends, that's all you need. Please don't get caught in religion. Please don't get caught in routine and rituals and things that won't save you. That won't save you. All of it's dead from the beginning. It's like doing all the assignments for a Harvard class and you're not accepted to Harvard. It doesn't make any sense. You can do all the assignments you want, but you're not going to get the credit. You're not going to graduate because you were never accepted. That's exactly what it's like. Religion doesn't matter. Good deeds don't matter. People glorifying other people because of how good they are, they don't matter to God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ and Him alone that approves us, that accepts us, that declares us righteous. For He who took Him who knew no sin to be our sin, so that we may have the righteousness of God. So it's not us at all, but it's only Him. It's only Him. And I pray you would know that. Mike, well, it seems like you're putting down the Pope, or you're putting down the Catholic Church, or you're putting down other denominations. Friends, I'm not trying to put anyone down. I'm just trying to lift Jesus up. I want to lift Jesus up, and I want us to look up and see Him. And then when you look up and see Him, you realize that everything else does look like it's down. Everything else does look small and tiny. Because that's what it really is. That's what it really is, friends. I just encourage you that you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Don't get your foot stuck in religion, please. Don't get your foot caught in routines and rituals and having to do this or that to be approved when Jesus Christ already did all that needed to be done to be approved. All that you needed to do to be approved, Jesus done it already. You can't add anything to it. You can't take anything away from it. On your best day as a believer, you're still just as good as to the Lord. On your worst day as a believer, you're still just as good to the Lord. It doesn't matter. He accomplished it for you. You're perfect and you're blameless already. That's what it says. If you don't believe me, go to Hebrews chapter 10. Go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. You're perfect. You're complete. There's no process of sainthood. There is the only process that happens is when we become born again and we've been right here at the righteousness of God. We have the righteousness of God, not by us, but by Jesus Christ and what He's done. We can't boast about anything, for you were saved by grace. No one can boast. No one can boast at all. You know, in the past, I've I've referenced, and I think it's a good passage, Titus chapter 3. And I'm going to reference this right here again. It's Titus chapter 3, starting in verse 3. It says, for we also were once foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of God, our Savior, and His love for mankind appeared, He saved us. And check out this part. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness. Do you hear that part? He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy. His mercy. Verse 7 says, so that being justified by His grace, we will be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Friends, it's not anything about following routines or rituals or having to pray this or pray that or go here or go there. Don't eat this, don't eat that, don't wear this, don't wear that. It's just not what it's about, friends. If you want to not eat something, go ahead. Or if you want to wear something, go ahead. But don't think it's going to profit you salvation. Don't think it's going to profit you anything closer to the Lord, because your closeness has already been established by what Jesus has done for you. Please don't look upon anybody with awe, because everyone needs Jesus Christ to be saved, and everyone who believes in Jesus is only made righteous by Jesus, and any good that comes from them is from Jesus. So please, friends, just keep your eyes glued towards the Lamb. That's what's going on in heaven, and I encourage you to do it here, okay? Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We thank you for making us perfect and blameless, Lord, that we didn't perfect and make ourselves blameless and complete, but you did it. You did it, Lord. And we love you and we thank you and we worship you and lift you up, Lord. With our imperfections and all, we worship you, Lord. With our sinful nature, with our ugliness, Lord, we lift it all up and give you the praise. And you purify us, Lord. You make us to walk anew and refresh us, Lord Jesus, every day. Lord, in your name we praise you. Amen.